hearings coming up. The first is by the Clerk of the Peace, Mr. Parrish, and I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Griffin.
This is the time and place for a public hearing of a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 62, Article 4, Section 6216, relating to fees charged by the Clerk of the Peace. We'll begin with a presentation by Mr. Parrish, and then we will open it up to members of the public who may have an interest in this matter. Mr. Parrish.
Good afternoon. I am the elected Clerk of the Peace, George Parrish, and I'm delighted to submit this information, these fee schedules, to you for your approval. The premise for these new fee schedule is to protect taxpayers. There's no reason why the taxpayers in Sussex County should subsidize the operations of our office when, in fact, the users of that service should be charged those costs. In addition, anybody who's a non-Delawarean should pay twice as much because they don't pay taxes here at all. This will provide relief to our taxpayers and provide real services and continue in our wonderful services that we provide, like, for example, we even issued a marriage license this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, we provide all kinds of service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and this particular submission was through the cooperation of the county administrator and his able staff, and so we're prepared now to make sure that we have a real opportunity, and we believe with aggressive pursuit of our 24 hours a day, 7 days service, we can realize the monies and make a different contribution to the Sussex County coffers rather than the taxpayers. And we'd also like to ask one additional amendment to this. If you do approve this, we would seek not the effective date on April 29th, but we request the council to make a May 1st date because we need at least 2 days to provide changes to our accounting systems, brochures, people that I've talked to, and some people that want to quickly arrive and utilize their services.
Mr. Griffin, that is not a problem to amend the ordinance to reflect the May 1st effective date.
I don't think it's a major issue that would cause us to have to go back to another public hearing.
Okay.
You're talking roughly very short time period.
Sure. Are there any other questions for Mr. Parrish?
Why would anybody get married at 5 o'clock in the morning?
We issued a marriage license this morning, but we've had other marriages at 6 o'clock.
They
understand the importance of a memorable marriage ceremony officiated by the elected Clerk of the Peace in Sussex County, and this is time for life, laughter, and love.
At 5 o'clock? Uh-huh.
Anytime, 24 hours a day, love
for
everywhere in Sussex County,
no,
Councilman.
You're crazy.
No, we are happy to provide this service to wonderful Sussex County.
Is this a shotgun wedding?
Sir?
Was this a shotgun wedding?
No, sir. All of our marriages are memorable marriage ceremonies, sir.
You think you ought to charge overtime? You have to start at 5 in the morning?
No, sir. We have our staff available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Do they realize that when you hire them?
No, that was the wonderful arrival of George Parrish, elected Clerk of the Peace.
One termer.
Okay. Well, you have a serious question, I believe, Mr. Vincent.
Yes, go ahead.
For Mr. Parrish and or Mrs. Webb, with this rate increase, I know one of the concerns I had was that the office should at least be a break-even thing. Does this now make us... I'm not looking for a profit, but does it stop us from losing money?
Yes.
With this and other changes that we are
in
proposing
the budget this year.
In the upcoming budget that Mr. Parrish is aware of.
In other words, you're going to also address the spending side and trim some costs.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Councilman, we've had some excellent partnership with county administrator and his staff and innovative management approaches. We will attempt to achieve your stated objective. Because we need to protect taxpayers.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council? We'll open it up to the public. Mr. Griffin?
Is anyone here who would like to be heard? Mr. Kramer?
Mm-mm. He's thinking about getting me married, too.
He's what?
Thinking about getting me married.
Whatever, that's fine.
He has a ceremony where you can renew your vows.
My name is Dan Kramer. Here we go again, raising taxes for no purpose. Why? I have no idea. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It could come back to bite you in the turkey because as many as he does, they just might drop off because they can go to Maryland and do it for a lot cheaper. So why would they come to Delaware to be married? And it says here, whereas with the current budget deficit being experienced by the county council, it deems important for each county rural office to attempt to receive fees in an amount sufficient to cover its expenditures. And Well, if that's the case, then why don't you reduce the taxes on the recorder of deeds? They've made tons of money and have subsidized this outfit for years. And by the way, you want to change your date? Don't think so. You better read your law. It specifically states, unless it's in the ordinance, it cannot be changed, and it goes into effect the day it's put into effect.
Thank you, Mr. Cranmer.
Of course, what do you expect from a bunch of attorneys?
You want to ask if there's anyone else that would like to speak?
Anyone else?
We'll call them next time.
Anyone else like to be heard regarding the proposed fee increase? Apparently not. We will close public hearing. What I would recommend in respect to the issue raised by Mr. Cranmer is leave the ordinance as it is, and then Mr. Parrish can make his decision about when he starts to charge these fees.
Okay. Well, Mr. Parrish, would you like to come forward? We have not closed the public hearing.
I will withdraw my request, and we will comply with it as April 29th. Is that the normal procedure?
Is that the date in the ordinance?
My staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We will comply with it's currently written, so there is no nebulous, no ambiguity, and we will implement this because we will protect taxpayers and save taxpayers money.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. We will close the public hearing.
Anyone else wish to be heard after that? Let the record show no one asked to respond to Mr. Parrish. Close the public hearing. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance. It's before us. Is there any further comments by council? If not, I'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. The next public hearing is with the Register of Wills. Mr. Fuller, I believe. Would like to come on up?
This is the time and place for the public hearing on a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 62 relating to fees charged by the Register of Wills. Mr. Fuller will explain the proposal, and then we'll open it up to public participation. Fuller?
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, people of the public. It is our intent to raise the assessment fee in the Register of Wills office from a fee of 1.25 to a fee of 1.75. The purpose of this movement is to bring Sussex County online with the other two counties. In a meeting that was held back in March of this year, it was determined that there were some conflicts at times when people crossed the county lines. And in order to work more cohesive across the state, across the entire state, we decided it was in our best interest to raise that particular fee, that 0.5%.
Are there any questions for Mr. Fuller?
How much hole are we operating in now, Mr. Fuller?
How much? Say that again, sir.
How much in the deficit, how much in the red are we operating now?
In the Register of Wills office, we never operate in the red. We only operate in the green.
Why are you requesting this?
Once again, because it's in each of the other two counties during that meeting, Mr. Councilman Wilson, it was identified.
We're not interested in trying to keep up with other counties. Mm. We're not interested in what the other counties are doing. If we can operate in the green, we're doing a better job. If the other counties can't do it, it's too bad.
Okay, but what the problem is that we have our own constituents here in our county who travel across these county lines and have a check, for instance, prepared for that particular county, and then they get their hearts broken and have to go back home to get another check.
Then
so that's a problem.
That sounds like that's King County's problem. They ought to come back and get in our line. If we can operate cheaper, that's their problem. It's not ours.
That's one.
Why charge more money?
Any other questions from council? All right, we'll open it up to the public. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Anyone
you,
from the public? Mr. Cranmer?
If he says turkey, then send him back.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cranmer, I would ask that you address the council
Let me tell
with
you
the
what.
Appropriate respect and decorum that
thing,
we are affording you.
Say that again.
I would ask that.
Say that again.
I would ask that you would address the council with the same appropriate respect and decorum that we are affording you.
And you show me your respect and let me speak at the other things without signing in, and you might get that. Otherwise, you'll never get it. I'm going to flat tell you. So you want to fight up here? Fine. It doesn't matter to me. But you're going to get it one way or the other. And as far as this thing is concerned, you're right. Why is the other county, why are we following their lead? If he wants to jump off the bridge, do you guys all want to follow him too? I don't think so. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, there is no excuse to raise these taxes in any form. Let that other county come back down to our taxes and all, because somebody doesn't have enough brains to find out first what they need to take that other county. Why? That's the first thing you find out. If they went to Maryland or New York or someplace else and it's a problem, then you find out before you go, not after the fact.
Is there anyone who would like to be heard? Anyone else?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Madam Council Lady and gentlemen, with special acknowledgement to my councilman, I'm from Georgetown area, and learned staff all around.
Good to see you.
Pleasure, sir.
Identify yourself for the record.
Harvey?
Identify yourself for the record.
Well, thank you. I needed that guidance. My name is Litt Dryden. I live in the Georgetown area, a little south of town, and I'm a realtor for 35 years and counting. And based on that and other reasons, I stand up to oppose in its entirety, as it's presented, this new ordinance that is being suggested by Mr. Fuller. Let me suggest first, though, to Mr. Fuller that I have a certain fondness for that office. My father was Register of Wills in Somerset County for 24 years, and so I know a little bit about it as I grew up, but I do not have any fondness for the proposal at hand. And I have just a couple of reasons. Mr. Kramer, of course, has suggested a couple of those. Mr. Wilson has asked a couple of questions that I was going to ask. So in brief, I would say that the ordinance appears to be, quite frankly, without merit on its face. As Mr. Fuller has presented, it is not a necessary thing. It is really just extra funds. Now, whether they'll transfer into the general fund, I think if you folks need funding, you'll find a way to do that on a specific basis. I don't think you need the Register of Wills to be funding the county's operations. Based on my information, which is in the News Journal as of yesterday, and some other hints that I saw in previous papers, I believe my Sussex County in here, and I think the Cape Gazette and possibly others that I have occasion to read, suggested this was coming, but I wasn't aware of the date. So as of yesterday, I know about this. I haven't read the ordinance, and I have not read other than what Mr. Fuller just said, which is apparently two or three words change in the whole process. That's a 40% increase, 125 to 175, or 1 1/4 to 1 3/4, 40%. Now, we know what the state's condition is because it's certainly been broadcasted fully. In fact, I think there was a State of the Union, State of the State message today, which will be aired tonight in its on WHYY and its completeness from 5 to 6. So I hope to catch that. Sorry you all can't. But you'll get it other times, I'm sure. But this is absolutely between the federal government just printing gobs of money, state can't do that, county not knowing exactly where things are, the transfer tax, which I am most familiar with, is nebulous at this time. We know that. It is coming back. There are positive signs. But nonetheless, we still have what we have. And sales will have to building will have to happen, sales will have to happen, and settlements will have to occur before money changes hands that you all see any of, as well as the towns, in case they're in the town and the state. There is no phase-in suggested whatsoever. These are just a couple of the flaws that I think exist that I'm aware of. And based on his comments, I think that is justified that I make these statements. No phase-in, no graduation, no delayed impact. So that would mean that I assume this goes into effect fairly immediately, and people who had been in estate planning and doing other things are going to be impacted most severely if they have, through their hard effort, spent a lifetime working. They want to give this money, if there is any, or give this land, whatever those assets are that are in their name, They want to give that to their heirs or to their churches or to whatever. I doubt that they want to give it to make an additional surplus in the registered wills office. I just cannot, I cannot for the life of me understand it. There is no grandfathering. Now, I say grandfathering, you'll recall, those of you that are pushing my age, I know I'm probably the oldest one in the room, and I'll take it at that. Mr. Wilson may be accepted, maybe not. He's not going to admit anyhow. But anyhow, what you have here is people that have made these plans are not grandfathered that I'm aware of. So all of a sudden, if they have a sizable estate, and congratulations to them if they do, because that's a result of hard work and stocks that grew and whatever happened over their lifetime. There's just nothing. Oh, I was going to say, the federal government, in this case, wisdom, I guess, took Social Security when they needed to adjust it, which more will happen, we know that. And he gave a 5, 8, 10-year period, David, you may know, I don't know, period of delay before that came into effect, so that your full retirement, which used to be 65 in all cases, then started to space itself out over time, which helps to have more cash flow in, of course, so that they could meet their bills and pay the retirees. None of that is in here that I'm aware of. There are no tiers or scaling. That means someone with a larger estate or a small estate are going to pay the same percentage at all rates. And it just seems to me that when you combine these kinds of things, it needs some more soul searching. I would ask you that if you don't defeat this resoundingly today, that you put it on delay and consider it yourselves, amongst yourselves, or have another discussion on it. Because to my way of thinking, there is just nothing. I've presented this to two groups today once I got this information yesterday afternoon late in the paper. To my Historic Georgetown Association here, we have an executive board meeting, meets Tuesdays at 7, and we meet every week. And I discussed this with them, thought it was atrocious. I presented to my Rotary Club today, and I don't have a direct response, but I could see from the eyebrows that this was something that was unusual to them. And I just think anybody you talk to would have to have some suspicion that money not needed in a time when money is really needed by individuals and governments just doesn't make any sense. So, and even though I may be the oldest one in the room, I'm guaranteed triple digits, so I'm not one that would be impacted by this in the near future.
Okay.
It just seems a shame. And the other thing that I made a note right at last minute here was that it would be most unfortunate for someone with a large estate to feel, or their heirs to feel, that in their last years or year or month or whatever it would be, I don't know what all those details are, to be moved out of county and I guess out of state just to preserve the benefit of the cash asset or the availability of the cash so that the register of wills is not just sort of grab it up as surplus dough. It just doesn't seem quite reasonable at this time and in these circumstances, and quite frankly, from my philosophy, I don't think it would ever be something. Fee for services, balancing, as Mr. Vincent mentioned, pay its way as George is doing and this kind of thing, but this surplus just to match them. And I think I like Kramer's idea, Dan's idea, about letting Kent and Sussex match our number instead of us matching theirs.
Mr. Dryden, yes, how important, if you would just comment on this, do you think it
I'll
is
try.
To have fees uniform statewide? Is it of great importance in this office or in this?
Well, the explanation I've heard as to why, I was waiting to see if there was justification for that, mm-hmm. and I understand that someone may come to town with only one check in their pocket, already pre-drawn on some amount that they think they know is correct, and then not being able to negotiate the transaction. I don't think that's a reasonable thinking person. I think you'd either come with more than one check, or you would come with a blank check, and you would get the information you needed, and you would do the appropriate thing that law would call for. I don't think that particular item is of any justification whatsoever. And there's nothing wrong for us being the least charging county in the state. I mean, I don't know why that's a bad thing.
Those were more efficient, doesn't it?
In effect, yes. Compliments to Mr. Fuller again on that. Yes, exactly. And his staff.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
For anyone else who would like to be heard regarding this particular proposed ordinance? Let the record show no one else asked to speak.
We will close the public hearing and open the floor for any further discussion by council. Mr. Cole, would you have anything?
No, I'd make a, like, I'll make a motion then.
Okay.
To defer. Mm-hmm. I think I'll follow up with Mr. Dryden's suggestion that we ponder this a little longer, because it is curious, you know, some of the issues he brought up.
Mm-hmm. So. I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second to defer a vote on the fee increase in the Register of Wills office. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll entertain the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion to defer carry. We'll get back with you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you. We now have a public hearing regarding the assessment rolls of criminal.